Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all niggas don't know me, but y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. 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 Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Yeah, I'm Kobe. Kobe. They know me. Big homie. Black Mamba, one and only. Big Mama, from New Jersey. King Erner, Black Honor, being worthy. Point guard, shoot early, 5:30. Shoot a one-on-one, or one-on-five. Let's make it fun. First quarter score 21. Every shot I took, look, I was calling them. I ain't passed it off. Why you look away? I ain't passed the ball. Nah, that's when I hooked the J. Off the block from the steal I just took away. Y'all niggas don't know me, but y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. 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 Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome to the Small Time Hustler Show. And I'm your host, Mr. Randy J. Sean Jackson. Hope everybody doing okay out there. It's week two of NFL football. And after week one, I know everybody should be just watering at the mouth. We can't wait for 1 o'clock like me, because I can't wait for 1 o'clock to get here. Once again, this is a Small Time Hustler Show, and this is the home of the Miami Dolphins. Don't get it twisted. This is the home of the Miami Dolphins. Yes, the 1-0 division leading Miami Dolphins. And we got a big one today. We got the Buffalo Bills. Now, the Bills, we all know, they took an L in week one to Pittsburgh. But you can't expect that to happen too much. I think the Steelers caught the Bills off guard. You know, the Bills start, the Pittsburgh, my bad, Pittsburgh started off the game blitzing. And I guess Buffalo couldn't recuperate. So, but now they have the Bills favored today over my boys by, I think, 3.5. 3.5. Last time I checked, it was 3.5 points. Let me double check here. Yeah, it's 3.5 points. But this is something sad I have to say. They say never bet against your own team. And even though this is the home of the Miami Dolphins, and I've been a Dolphins fan since 72, I don't really know how they're going to fare today. Because Pittsburgh, their defense, I mean, Buffalo's defense, Oh, man, they buffed the defense. Is so strong. They was like in the top 10 last year. And I think last week, I think what really happened was Pittsburgh was playing a zone. And maybe it caught Josh Allen, you know. Maybe it caught him off guard, or I don't know. But see, Miami played that man-to-man shit. And I think Josh Allen, I hate to say it, I think he gonna, if Brian Flores can't adjust fast, if Josh Allen start throwing the ball all over the damn field, if Miami defense can't adjust quickly, it's gonna be, you know, another slaughter just like it was last year. I actually think Buffalo, I think they done beat Miami about four times in a row, maybe more. I don't know. I know for a fact that Miami haven't beaten them in about four chances. So I'm going to keep my fingers crossed on this one. I never bet against my own team, but if I was a betting man on this game, I am a betting man. If I had to bet on this game, it would be hard for me not to take the Bills, even with the -3.5. The front four, that might be a problem. That might be a problem for Miami, the front four. I don't know. We got to see. Miami offensive line wasn't they didn't impress me last week at all. Not at all. And now Miami got some injuries, too, to Will Fuller. Well, he's on a leave of absence or family emergency or something. He was supposed to come back. He missed six games from the PED drug policy. Then he was supposed to come back today, but now he got family issues or something. I know Preston Williams, the other wide receiver, I know he out. And I don't know what the hell is going on with Raekwon Davis, the nose tackle, 6'5" or 6'6" or 6'7", something like 300 pounds or something like that. He was a monster in the middle. We really had big hopes and plans for him clogging up the middle on that run game, and now he's out indefinitely. So we're gonna have to have some people put some pieces together. I'm not really worrying about the backfield with the cornerbacks, Xavier Davis, Byron Jones. I'm not worried about the safeties and the cornerbacks. I think we're pretty good back there. We just can't play man-to-man all game. We cannot do that. Miami can't sit back there and play man-to-man, or either Allen is going to pick Miami apart, and it's going to be another route. Like, I mean, a route. Because, you know, Buffalo could put up points very fast. So in that game right there, like I said, I'm not betting on this game because I never bet against my own team. But if I was betting, I would take the Buffalo Bills. And trust me, it's hard for me to say that. It hurts for me to even say that. But moving on. Jets, New York Jets and the New England Patriots. What can we say? What can we say? Patriots lost game one to Miami. Jets lost game one to the Panthers. What can we say about this game? I'll tell you what we can say. Point blank, it's a Patriots win. Point blank. Coach Belichick, is no way in this world, is no way he going to let the New England Patriots start off a season 0-2 with two division losses. He understands the severity of that. There's no way. You could bet the house on that one and take the under, because the Jets, after last week, I think in the second, after halftime, they maybe had 100, maybe 100 yards in total after halftime. I had it written down somewhere, but that's not going to be a high scoring game. You can take New England and under. Easy money. The next game I'm moving on to, the Saints. Oh boy, the Saints. We all saw what the Saints did to Green Bay last week. We all saw that. They annihilated them. Aaron Rodgers looked like he didn't. He was baffled. He was confused. He wasn't ready. I don't know if it was all that contract dispute and all the holding out, but he was definitely not ready. And the Saints put a beat down on them. But this week, I don't know. The Saints missing seven offensive coaches due to the COVID-19 protocols. And they also dealing with some injuries on the defensive end. Marcus Davenport, the linebacker, Keon Alexander, and the cornerback, Marshall Lathan. So I don't know. That's like up in the air. But if I was betting on this game, I would still have to go with the Saints. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Last week, I picked nine. I had nine picks. I posted in the small-time hustler room. I was 5 out of 9, 55%. That's just as good as any of these other sports gurus or sports experts. Look it up. Go on their websites. 5 out of 9 last week, 55%. Just as good as anybody else. Yes, it is. Later on in the day, I'm going to be giving you some picks. I really got one good 3-pick parlay that I'm really leaning on. I'm not messing around, putting money all over here. I'm really looking for this 3-pick to pop, and I'll tell you about that a little bit later. Right now, we're going to keep moving along. We're going to go to the Vikings and the Cardinals game. It's a 4 o'clock game, so you still got time. Everybody know what happened last week. The Cardinals kicked the Titans' ass. I mean, they really stuck it to them last week. They killed the offensive line. They really put a beat down on the Titans. Tennessee wasn't ready. It's another game. Cardinals came in there blitzing, and by the time they blitzed so much, Tennessee fell behind, so they couldn't use they're good for the running game with Henry, but once they fell so much behind, they couldn't run the ball. They had to try to play catch up and pass the ball, but it was too late because Arizona Cardinals was on and running. And they was kicking ass and taking no prisoners. I think the final score was like 38 to something. I don't even remember. But it was a massacre. So now they get the Vikings. Cardinals get the Vikings this week. And I don't know. The Vikings don't really impress me too much this year. And also, they're on the road. I don't know. I don't think they've really been a good on-the-road team. So just another one. Being that Minnesota is away and the way the Cardinals beat the Titans' ass last week, this is another one that you could kiss the baby and take the Cardinals. Clear favorite. Clear winner. Put your money on the Cardinals. You won't be disappointed. Okay, let's go to another one. Let's go to another game. I'm going to have to cut the show kind of short today. I got a couple of things to do, but I just wanted to come on here. I didn't want to miss my second show. I wanted to help everybody out there get some money. And trust me, that's what we're here for, to help you get some money. Okay, how about let's go out to Jacksonville. Broncos playing Jacksonville, 1 o'clock today. I don't know. First week, they was lucky to have the Giants last week. And the Giants, what a poor sight. The Giants gave up 30-plus points last week. 30, and it made it look easy. So Denver, and they quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, I think his name is. I kind of like that guy. I kind of like Teddy Bridgewater. I'm thinking that they're going to go into Jacksonville, and Jacksonville not going to be ready for it. They're not going to be ready. So I'm going to, in this game, I'm going to say take the Broncos run line. Take the Broncos run line. And Jacksonville, they're going down today. That's what I see. That's what I feel. Let's see what else we got to go to. I'm trying to see this going quick. I talked about New England. Who else I have up here? Oh, okay. I got the Browns. The Browns game. The Browns and the Texans. The Texans, I don't know, they played pretty good last week. And the Browns played good, too. I don't got nothing to say bad about the Cleveland or the way the Texans played last week. Nothing bad to say about that. I see a lot of points in this game today. I see a lot of points in this game. So if I was a betting man and I was giving out some advice, which I am a betting man and which I am giving out advice, I would take the Browns and the Texans game over. Remember that, Browns and Texans over. That should be an easy over for today. Oh, time is flying. Let me see where we're gonna go. I got some more notes here. We're gonna take a quick break. I'm gonna take a quick break, and I'm gonna come back, and we're gonna talk some more Miami football, and then I'm gonna give out some winners today. I can't be out here too long today. I got some important things that just came up. Yeah, we're going to go to a break, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk Miami football, more Miami Dolphins football, and I'm going to give y'all some winners for the week, for week two in NFL football. We'll be right back.
Y'all niggas don't know me, but y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. It's Kobe. It's Kobe. It's Kobe. It's Kobe. It's Kobe. Or 1-on-5, let's make it fun. First quarter score 21. Every shot I took, look, I was calling them. I ain't passed it off. Why you look away? I ain't passed the ball. Nah, that's when I hooked the J. Off the block from the steal I just took away.
Y'all niggas don't know me, but y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me.
Black Mamba, it's Kobe.
Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me.
Black Mamba, it's Kobe. 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 It's Kobe.
Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas. niggas don't know me.
Black Mamba, it's Toby.
Welcome back to the Small Time Hustlers Sports Show, Sports Podcast, September 19th, 2021, week two of the NFL football. I was looking at my notes. I'm going to give everybody a couple of minutes and get your pencils and papers ready. I'm about to give out some sure winners. So get your pencils and your paper. Get some pencils. I'll give you a minute to get your pencils and papers out. All my betting people. And I'm going to write down too, if I could keep score. Last week I was 5-4. Let's see how I do this week. All right, my first parlay is a 4-team parlay. Four teams. Ready, the first one, under. Pittsburgh Steelers under. I see this being a defensive game today. Second pick, Tampa Bay Buccaneers by a touchdown, 6.5 points, the Bucs. That's easy money with Tom Brady. The next one, like I said, I hate to say this. I don't bet against my own team, but I bet with my pockets. You're supposed to bet with your pockets and not your heart. So I'm going to tell everybody out there, take the Bills -3 against my team, Miami. I can't do it, but you can. And the last pick on the 14 parlay, Kansas City Chiefs. Baltimore gonna blitz on Mahomes and he gonna tear him up alive. For some reason, Mahomes, he owns Baltimore. Mark my words and tell me thank you later. KC, no problem. My second, that's the first four pick. The second one is a three pick. This the one I dropped my money on today. I dropped a load on this right here, on this three pick. Tennessee Titans plus, I think it's up to 6.5. +6.5. That's a gimme. There's no way in the world after the way they got their ass kicked last week, they're going to come back. And now I don't know if they're going to win, but 6.5 points. With Ryan Tannehill, the best wide receiving quarterback ever, Henry, they're not going to do like last week and fall behind. They're going to start off today and establish the running game. They're going to make sure of that. Tennessee +6.5. Book it. The second one, the Jets-Patriots game under. Jets couldn't score points if you paid them to. They barely got points last week against the Panthers. Tom Brady and them gonna put up. I mean, not Tom Brady. My bad. The Patriots put up some points, but the Jets. I don't see them putting up more than. I don't even want to say. I'm gonna say 10 points. I don't even see that. And the third team, the third pick on the three-team parlay. The Saints game under. The Saints under. So that three-team pick is the Saints under, the Jets pick, the Saints game under, Patriots game under, Patriots-Jets game under, and Tennessee +6.5. $20 on that three pick will get you $139. And I put a lot more than $20 on it. That's how much I got faith in that three pick. And last but not least, I got a four picks here somewhere. Another four pick. Oh, okay. I got another four pick. I got this one is what you would call a I like it, but I don't love it. But I like it a lot. Eagles, Broncos, Saints, and the Bills again. Damn, I put the Bills on two tickets. So that's 10 picks today for me. I gave out 10 picks. 10 picks I gave out. Let's see how I do. Last week I said I was 5-for-9, 55%, just as good as any of them other sports journalists or experts is out there, because I go on all the websites and I go and I listen to all of them. That's how I get my updates and everything. And then I watch games and I look at ESPN and First Take, and that's how I get all my information. So that's my 10 pick for the day. Sorry, I got to cut the show a little bit short. I got a couple of things came up, and I got to be able to watch the Miami game at 1 o'clock. So I got like an hour and a half to do everything I got to do. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Keeping It. Oh, man, I keep saying that's my other podcast. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Small Time Hustler Show. I hope everybody make money today. I hope my picks is good. If you didn't hear the picks, I might post them again. If not, I don't know. I'll see. I'm trying to get more people to listen to the show. So we'll see. With that being said, it's Jay Sean signing off. Week 2, have fun. Drink beer. Get some liquor. Do the smoke thing. And Miami Dolphins. Don't forget Miami Dolphins. Let's go. This is the home of the Miami Dolphins. I'm Randy J. Sean Jackson signing out. Peace.
Y'all niggas don't know me, but y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. It's Kobe. It's Kobe, it's Kobe, it's Kobe, it's Kobe, it's Kobe, it's Kobe, it's Kobe. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Yeah, I'm Kobe. They know me. Big homie. Black Mamba, one and only. Big Mama from New Jersey. One on one, or one on five. Let's make it fun. First quarter score 21. Every shot I took, look, I was calling them. I ain't passed it off. Why you look away? I ain't passed the ball. Nah, that's when I hooked the J. Off the block from the steal I just took away. Y'all niggas don't know me, but y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. 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 Y'all niggas don't know me.
Black Mamba, it's Kobe.